swollen, and when I see her lying in the snow, I fear they killed her while I slept. Not long ago, just before first light, we'd all paused to rest, the leader and his handful of hunters stopping as if they'd planned this in advance, the pack of them collapsing against one another for the heat. They whispered among themselves, and a couple glanced over at me. Although I couldn't decipher their rushed speech, I sensed they talked of leaving me here, probably with the girl, who at that moment sat with her back to a birch, staring as if in a dream. Or maybe they talked of killing us. We had slowed them down all night, and despite trying to walk quietly, I'd stumbled in the dark through the thick brush and tripped over fallen trees buried in the snow. At one point, I removed my snowshoes because they were so clumsy, but then sank up to my hips in the next steps, and one of the hunters had to pull me out, biting me hard on the face once he'd accomplished the deed. Now the snow covering the lake glows the color of a robin's egg as sunlight tries to break through cloud. If I live through this day, I will always remember to pay attention to the tickle of dryness at the back of my throat at this moment, the feeling of a bad headache coming. I've just begun to walk to the girl to offer her comfort, if she's still alive.